Alrighty. All right. Welcome, everyone. It's 5:32 p.m. on Tuesday, July 11th for our Wrightwood CSD special board meeting. I'll be calling the meeting to order. Bruce, is it Mr. Wrightwood, was it? Or was that it?
Mr. Fantastic.
Okay. Could you please lead us in the pledge today? The Pledge of Allegiance.
I can do that.
Thank you.
I've been known to do things like that.
Thank
you. Okay. Everybody up, take your hats off. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bruce. Okay, we're moving on to roll call. Natalie Lopiccolo is present. We have Director Sadie Albers, Director Christy Gerardo, and Director Alexis Claiborne, and Director Franklin is absent tonight. Moving on to item number three, agenda approval. Do we have a motion? Thank you, Christy.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All righty. Thank you. We're moving on to item number four, public comment. Please, if you have a public comment, please come to the mic and state your name.
Hello. Can you hear me? Okay. My name is Bruce LeClaire, and I'm a resident of Wrightwood. And when I got my thing here for the night, I looked over here and I said, you have a vision statement. In the vision statement, it talks about a lot of things that you guys promised to do. That's what I'm looking at. So my question to you is, do you have a 3 or 5 year plan? If not, are you going to put one together? A couple of questions that I had was, are we going to have any money for doing anything that you have your plans for? And if not, how are we going to go about doing that? So that you know that there is some of the things going on. I'm working with staff here. I don't want to call you Angela. I'll call you staff. And we're working on doing things that we see as problems in our community. These are issues, and they're major issues. One of the biggest issues we have is the fact that we have a downtown that is disintegrating underneath us with their old seepage pits. They're not septics. They're even back earlier than that into the 50s, and they're starting to fall apart. That continues to fall apart, we're going to probably start losing a lot of the people in the downtown. If you don't have a downtown, you don't have a high economic development over there, and you're going to have some problems with our evaluations of the value of our property. One of the things we want to do is maintain, and if not, enhance the value of our property. This is a very unique location. People come from all over Southern California to live up here, and those who can't, envious. They want to live up here. We agree. We think that we should have a very nice place up here. You have a wonderful recreational facility. You've got a nice new park. I was just amazed, and I mean this in all sincerity, and I was so thrilled to see all these young kids jumping up and down and having a good time at their super championship, and I thought that was fantastic. I know Sadie's working on some of the things. We have some issues with seniors. We'd like to talk about that. I would recommend that all of you folks, and you don't have to worry about the Indian Myers-Brown Act. I didn't write it, but I sure knew it. Go out and talk to the community. There's a lot of community organizations. I'm just one or two of them that need to see your faces. We want to see and talk with you. We want to complain to you. We want to admire you. We want to do a lot of things for you. And we want you guys to help us. And that's basically my big dog and pony show for the night. So I want to thank all of you for what you've been doing. I know you come once a month. I know you stamp that thing down and go to the next one. Let's see if we can get some of these ideas out there. And we're working with a lot of people right now, by the way. Tammy and I and Angela are working very hard. This gentleman right here, Rick, is an engineer, and he is. And he is helping us. He has a lot of background in a lot of things, and most of the things we're looking at is alternatives to an entire sewer system. And there's some very innovative That's what we're looking for. Rick is going to see if he can find us a couple hundred million, and we'll do that. Now, I don't want to put any pressure. Yeah. That's all right. Pressure is good. Anyway, I want to thank you all for listening to me, and that was all I have to say.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce. Right. Do we have any other public comment tonight?
Oh, I guess after that one, I have to jump.
Yes, please. Go ahead and just state your full name for the record.
I am Rick Christensen, a resident here, and I have a lot of background in infrastructure. Okay. I was the infrastructure engineer at Edwards Air Force Base for I don't know how many years, okay? But that's water, gas, fuels, sewer, treatment, and a few little goodies thrown in besides that. And some of those are issues here, and there just aren't very many guys that ever let themselves get roped into that field and work. So, you know, we perceive a problem in the, what I would say is the commercial areas, the downtown areas. They are basically septic pits by design. Septic pits was pretty good design. Up until about the 20th century, they kind of went out. Okay. But in the 19th century, that was the best thing to do. And is it really that bad? Now on Pioneer Day, I noticed a little septic running around the corner of an old building. There seems to be on the ground.
Jay,
can I
get one
of these? Yeah.
Tip
your mic up. There you go. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
That's better. Thank you.
So, and so from the sewer committee or some things, and we have a concept of what's reasonable to be done. There has been work here before a design for putting a whole sewer system in, right? And most people go, well, how many millions would that cost roughly, Rick? And I go, not millions. I go, you went into the billions. Classic. Yeah, how could that be that much? If you want, I'll get with you and I'll explain. And it's kind of back in the envelope, but it is a very real number. And so, unless you guys have way more money than I do, it's not an option. Okay. But we do have some options. And it's basically, for the last, I'll say 15 years, there have been little underground wastewater treatment systems. Okay. The big septic sewer plants that you think of that smell bad and they got all them tanks and they take up a lot of real estate compressed into a little tank. And they aren't much bigger than a septic tank. Those have lots of potential. There's actually several of them already working in Wrightwood. Areas that have special zoning in the blue zone for septic. I don't know. So anyhow, if you guys ever want to chat, I'm around. But we do think it's time not to follow the usual path. Where you fill out a bunch of forms, see if you can get a grant, you know, get some seed money, do a pilot project, which would probably be right here, based on how everybody sees all the outhouses when the ski season is going. But since a lot of the people at Edwards that I work with in the environmental section, whole handful of them ended up at our water district. I've been thinking of just seeing
kind of wondering what they would like, because they have something in their mind, that much I know. And so that's about where we are with it. It is something, it has a concept, it's feasible. It's not in the billion range. It's not in the million range.
You are.
So it's something that we're that we can chase up some money for.
Sorry.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments? Alrighty, we will move on then. Just for background, with the cutoff situation, we have the limit. Normally, our public comments to 3 minutes. So, thank you. I do appreciate it.
He talks slow.
No, I appreciate all the information. So, thank you so much. One last call. Any other public comments? Okay. Moving on to item number 5, agency reports. It doesn't look to me like, well, we have CERT here, with CERT like to present. Okay. otherwise, oh, yes, please.
In the 2 days, Stan Souders, CERT, in the 2 days that we did the Mountaineer Days, I think we have about 35 to 40 new interested people for CERT, and we will put them on our email list and see if we can get some more members, younger members.
Amazing. Thank you.
That is great.
Great. Okay, moving on to item number 6, consent calendar, June 6, 2023, regular board meeting minutes. Everyone review, and did anyone have any questions or see any mistakes? Okay, do I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Aye. Consent calendar is approved. Moving on to item number 7, general manager's report. Tammy.
Oh, let's see. All 2,695 dump cards have been mailed. With 1,443 of those are being local, 1,252 were sent out of town. We are working on trying to update the cards that were returned with wrong addresses and owners. So if you're a newer resident or have not received a dump card, please contact our office, 760-249-3205, and we'll be happy to assist you with getting one. This year's 3-day green waste recycling, which went on June 3rd through the 4th, was well attended with 662 vehicle loads, recycling of 57 tons of hazardous fuels. A vehicle was unloaded every 1.63 minutes.
Wow.
This will look really good on our power cycle report. On June 24th, with close to 100 people in attendance, the skate park was finally dedicated to Dylan Adams in honor of his memory. Pastor Terry from Hillside Church gave a lovely dedication prayer, and C.J. Porter from Supervisor's Cook Office presented Angela Adams, Dylan's mother, with a certificate of dedication. The dedication was short and sweet, and I want to thank everyone again for their donations, time, and efforts to make this possible. Congratulations to the Master Batters for winning the 2023 Summer Adult, I guess it was spring, excuse me on that, softball championship. Fall ball registration opened on June 5th and will close on July 28th, so there's still plenty of time to get your teams together. Fall ball's opening day, I believe these are the right numbers or dates, is August 13th, and the season will play through October 8th with playoffs on October 15th. On June 29th, I held my second roundtable with the topic being economic development in the downtown area. Topics such as the community calendar, new streetlights, and the issues with the downtown septic systems were discussed. The next roundtable will be October 12th at 9 a.m., and I would love to see more business owners in attendance. That same afternoon, and with the State of California Offices of Grants and Local Services, came down from Sacramento for the final inspection of the park. She was very impressed and loved the new equipment. All the final documents needed for the remaining funds were submitted in May, so the final 10% funding should arrive any day. The preliminary tax information for LA County has been submitted, and San Bernardino County will be submitted by July 15th for the 23-24 tax assessments. The deadline to file the tax assessment is August 15th, and I hope to have them finished by the end of this month. The audit for fiscal year 2022 and 2023 has officially begun, so these next few weeks are going to be busy, busy. Anyone have any questions?
Great. Thank you. I have a few. Well, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who put in the time at the Green Waste Recycling. I think that's just a wonderful thing provided for our community. So thank you for your time and our staff for putting in their time for that. I wanted to ask the Roundtable for Economic Development that you are having, is that related to the one that is going to be put on this Friday? I think by Pam Wright or somebody, and are you guys collaborating?
We are. This is her. I'm going to be there.
Okay.
But she decided to throw this. This is more to the residents.
Hers, I believe. Okay.
I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're going, because I think hearing a lot of what the residents say, we can carry that over to the ones that you're having with the roundtable.
Oh, absolutely.
And, yeah, I think we can try and put some things in motion doing that. And then I wanted to just share with the board and say when I attended the inspection with Ann from the state of California, you know, thank you, ladies, for doing such a good job with that. And Ann was very impressed, like Tammy said, but also I had asked about our performance along with all the other grantees, because I think there were hundreds of grantees that received the same grant money that we did, and our district was one of the handful, just a handful, that has performed under all of the grant requirements. And they had to go to the state. The deadline was to perform by 2024, and the state had to go and ask for an extension to 2028 to perform for this grant, and our district has already performed, built our project, and been funded. So I think I just wanted to bring that up because that's a huge accomplishment. We're talking a handful out of hundreds of cities, whatever, in this whole entire state that performs. So I just wanted to bring that to our attention and say good job to our board and the previous board and all the staff that worked on that, because that's a really big deal. So that's all I had. Yeah, and did anyone have any other questions for Tammy or comments? Well, thank you for your work this month.
Yeah.
Right. Moving on to item number 8, May and June 2023 financials. So, did anyone have any questions or comments about this last month?
I had one question, Tammy, on the May profit loss year-to-date comparison. I noticed that the electric, we don't have any line item for electric in May.
What? Really?
Yeah. Which seems odd. And then June was like 700 or something.
Oh, what may have happened, the posting? It could be...
That's what I was asking. That would make sense. The streetlights, electric... Go, you know, streetlights and
the streetlights are consistent monthly for
okay.
something, but sometimes it posts like if it's paid at the end of the month, they
okay.
over some.
Cool. That was my only question.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions?
No, but can we get this sooner? I feel like I get like 3 minutes.
This will, this, because it's a special meeting,
24 hours.
But typically I send it out the Friday before.
72 hours. It's on the website.
Okay, I was going to say, because I've never seen it in my email or to me.
Yeah, you have to.
I send them every.
We get the agenda, but I usually go to the website to get the packet.
Oh, okay.
Because the packet's a big file. Yeah.
Okay.
So once you get the agenda and she posts it, you'll, or I get an email that says you posted it, but the packets are on the website. You just have to go get it.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
It's
there.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of numbers for me to digest.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay. Is it, is the packet like in PDF form that could be sent to the board prior?
Sure.
Okay.
Now
that,
that
would help just to
or
the new email system. It was just a big file before.
Oh, okay.
Down in the corner, it says you can sign up. And when I send it, it sends it in a mass email, and you'll get it automatically if you want to do that.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah, I get that email.
I haven't done that.
Just get on the mailing list.
Okay. All right. Let's sign up for the mailing list.
It's on the homepage of the website.
Okay. I do the same thing with Sadie. I just go onto the website. I look at it in advance, but... Okay. Are there any other questions or comments about the financials for this May and June?
I'm very thankful for the year-to-date, the monthly, and like where we're at with that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, I know.
It's
super helpful.
Good.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the May and June 2023 financials?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Financials are approved. Moving on to item number 9, Snowline Players Variance Request, Discussion and Possible Action.
Okay, Laura couldn't make it. Snowline Players is asking for a variance. This is the first time ever they're doing a Senior Follies show. And it's the hosts, everyone in it's over 55. This is one of Laura's big dreams that she's been wanting to do all these years. The support socialization and achievement in the older populations of our town. We'd be willing to share proceeds from the event and pay 80% to building of profit of our cost. Sorry, I should have written this first. Anyway, she's willing to, what they would like to do is give us 80% of their profits from the ticket sales. So we could, you know, it could actually be in our benefit to do it this way, because her shows are typically sold out. So that's her request. It would be, this is for all the rehearsals and the performance itself. So the total cost would be $605. And then, so, like I said, her proposal would be to pay 80% of the profits that they make on the tickets. They haven't set a ticket price yet because they're trying to figure out the cost of costumes and all that good stuff first. So we'll know shortly, I'm hoping, what the final cost will be. But.
So are the 7 dates... performances and practices, or
yeah,
are those
rehearsals.
7? Okay,
rehearsals.
Well.
Rehearsals. And there's two performances, Saturday
and
Sunday.
5 rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so that's what the $605 is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so they want us to cover that, and then they would pay 80% of
whatever
ticket sales. Okay. I mean, I love the idea. I think it's incredible, and I like to support things like this because I feel like this is something that is a contribution to the community where we don't have to use like staff or anything like that to organize something like this or to put it on or anything. They're doing it all themselves, and I think
mm-hmm.
that's a real gift to our community to have this organization and others who do that and put this on. So, I mean, I want to support this. I almost wouldn't even want to take 80% of their ticket sales because I feel like, you know, maybe they could use that towards their organization to keep putting on performances, but that's just the way I feel about it.
I completely agree with that. I think it's a great organization. I was doing Snowline Players in elementary school up here with Laura Steinman forever ago. I think it's a huge aspect of Parks and Recreation and things that we put on, and great point about not using our own staff, and I think it's a huge benefit to the community, so I'm with you on not even taking the 80%.
I mean, if we wanted to make money, like I would say, I'm not like against taking ticket sales, but maybe we could take like the percentage down or, you know, not charge them at all, but we could make like a compromise and take less than that. I mean,
or like cap it at, if it's 605 that they're asking,
yeah, not
for,
to
cap
exceed
it at like a certain percentage of that number.
Yeah, that's a good idea too.
Yeah, because they can make up, who knows, you know, $3,000, and that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know, Sadie, from your experience, like, how many people attend these type of performances?
Sold out. Like Tammy said, sold out.
And so is that, like, 100 guests or more than that?
Whatever the capacity of the room is.
I remember the last time she was doing Snowline Players, that I got a call where I was pulling chairs out of shit.
Okay.
People were standing. It was. They love.
Yeah.
The
there's a lot of
Snowline Players.
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
That's awesome.
It's sad to see it not be as.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I do. Yeah. Well, I do remember in the prior years we had been approached by Snowline Players, talking about, you know, wanting to do performances here and trying to kind of cover like their baseline because they didn't have, you know, a huge budget to put on their shows and whatnot. So, you know, I think I would like to help them, like, continue, not just with this, but with other type of things. So maybe, you know, taking less from them percentage-wise would allow them to keep this moving. Mm-hmm. So
what if we consider 20% of ticket sales to cover our overhead?
I mean, so what are they asking, really, for a $605
cap? Variance, yeah.
So how about not to exceed the $605?
Yeah, make our money back.
The 80%. No, instead of 80%.
Instead of 80%.
Just take that.
Yeah.
605 back from ticket sales.
Mm-hmm. That still seems like a lot. I don't want to take any of their money, honestly.
What if we say, like, I don't want to say 80% not to exceed $300, but not to exceed $300.
Half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, Chrissy. Okay. I mean, Sadie, I keep deferring to you because you've had experience with this, but do you think, like, they're going to sell well over $300 worth?
It depends on the ticket price itself. You know, that's the other half of it is that I want that to be community-based as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want tickets. I don't know. You know, like, $2 or $3 tickets I would love to see for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
$10.
So, I mean, we've given complete, like, variances before. Why don't we just do that?
That's what I would like to do.
Just the complete 605?
Yep.
Without them paying anything?
If it's successful and they come back and it's great and they're doing, then maybe we'd consider a portion of the ticket prices, but let's give them this one as a benefit to the seniors, as a benefit to the community, and that way they can invest back into their program with the ticket money. We don't need it. We don't need the money.
Yeah.
So why would we not support an organization like that?
Throw 2 cents in that they would then publish that the CSD is one of the sponsors with the discount rent. So that would be published too, so people would benefit.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm good with that. I think that's wonderful. I was trying to weigh both sides of it.
I seriously appreciate her even offering, especially 80% of ticket prices.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like you said, we give complete variances all the time. And so this is the fact that she even threw that in there. But I'd rather them reinvest in the program for the seniors and the community.
Great.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve this variance without ticket sales back to us.
So just
100% approved.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. The variance is approved.
Oh, I miss Chuck.
I know, right?
Where's Chuck?
There's no Chuck tonight.
You're going to be fighting me on that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Moving on to item number 8. So we are going to open a public hearing, an official public hearing, which was noticed in our newspaper for the requirements of law. And we will open this public hearing for proposed fiscal year 2023-2024 right, with CSD annual budget. Steve, did I open that properly? Is there anything else I need to say?
No, that's fine. I would let the general manager present the staff report and then ask if the members of the public have any questions or comments.
Thank you. All right, the public hearing is officially open. Tammy, if you could please present, and then we will just what you prepared.
I just prepared the budget. Was I supposed to prepare something else? I'm sorry. I just made the changes that were asked of in the last board meeting with the, you know, adding the dance and the increase of the salaries.
Okay, Steve, are we allowed to start our discussion about this prior to public comment, or do I have public comment first and then we discuss?
That's up to your discretion.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and open it to public comment, and then we will move forward with discussion. So do we have any public comment for our public hearing for our proposed budget for 2023-2024? If there is public comment, please just come to the mic, state your name.
I just have a question.
Yeah, please.
And I haven't been up to date, so I haven't been in a couple of the last past meetings. So
I'm sorry, can you please? Yes.
My name's Penny Reedon.
Thank you.
What happened with the facility rental? I see that it's zero on here. I know there was some talk about it.
Sure.
I see the
city
rental at 300. Oh, maybe
I'm
looking at the wrong one.
Oh, the
wrong one.
Oh, you're looking at the very, very top.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why there's even a zero in that column. Yeah.
Okay, so where is it? Where should I put it? Back
side, very top.
Okay.
So on the facility rental, I think that's just a null line.
Yes,
so if you look below that, you can see the parking lot is about $350 a month. The kitchen fees are $100 a month. Old firehouse is $300 something something.
So the facility, yeah, it's broken out.
Yeah, so the total,
okay,
you can see in bold below that, you can see for the whole year would be $16,010. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I was just trying to address, because I know you talked about getting an office. So is that part of that then?
Oh, okay.
Negative.
Okay.
We're not going for the office right now.
Okay. That was my question.
So it's not in the budget.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments?
Sure.
Okay. We will then close the public hearing for proposed fiscal year 2023-2024 RIVA CSD annual budget. And we will move on to item number 11, which is the fiscal year 2023-2024 Wrightwood CSD proposed annual budget discussion and possible action. Okay, so here's where I think we can discuss this. So to what Tammy said, I believe she incorporated everything that we talked about last month, which was making adjustments. Mainly we talked about making those adjustments to accommodate changes to our staff pay, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So does everything look good?
Yes.
To you? And does anyone have questions about it or comments?
Yeah, just to kind of summarize for the audience here, we have worked very hard on this budget the last few years, the whole time the CSD has been alive, and we're in a very good spot. Super good spot, and so I'm happy to see this budget this year. We did discuss renting an office, but the board ultimately decided that that was not in the best interest right now, and we decided to rather invest back into our employees. We have three employees, and they're so vital to our community and our organization, and we pay very little compared to all the other CSDs, so the board, hopefully I'm not over speaking here, but the board felt like we should pay them fairly. So instead of investing in office space right now, we wanted to do that instead. And so that is incorporated in this. That was one of the biggest changes, is just the increase in pay, which is still within the median level for all of comparable jobs in the area. I wish that we could do more, but not at this point. And yeah, I'm just happy to see where we're at with this. So, on the rest of the agenda is we talk about vision and to Bruce's point earlier of, you know, investing in new things. So that's kind of a rundown of where we're at with this budget. If anybody else has anything to say.
I just appreciate the work in preparing this, and it looked good to me in review. So
I did have one question, Tammy. The other income on the back page, what is that? The $300 a month other income? Where does that come from? It's at the very back by the net net income.
See that.
I don't know if it's interest, maybe.
That's probably the interest. I don't see my interest. Yes.
Because that would make sense. Because the rest of the income is.
At the end. Yes. Sure.
Okay. I was just curious on that. And to highlight for those who are not looking at these itty bitty numbers, our total expenses as a CSD for the year, business expenses, is $453,377.37. And based on this budget, we have a net operating income, so we're going to be in a profit of $73,782.63. So like I said, we're in a great spot, and I'm happy to see it, and I'm excited to move forward with what we're doing with that money.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Okay. Do we have any motions to approve the proposed annual budget for fiscal year 2023-2024?
I'll make the motion to adopt this budget for the 2023-2024 fiscal year.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. The budget is approved. Good job.
I'm excited. Last year we were running it, so
yeah,
very last
for
second.
All the work on that. I really appreciate it. It's looking good.
We ran it till September last year, fighting over it. Oh, okay.
Alrighty, moving on to item number 12, employee pay scale increase discussion and possible action.
This is more formality since it's already been approved in the budget, but we do have to approve of pay scale. So increasing park maintenance, it was $15 to $18. We'd like to increase the 10%, make it $18 to $22 an hour. Administrative assistant, it's currently $17 to $20 an hour, and bump it up to $22 to $25 an hour. And the general manager is currently at 30.26 an hour with an increase of make it 33.26 an hour. And that's based on the budget.
Correct.
I motion to approve.
Yep. Thank you.
I'll second.
All those in... I'm sorry, Christy, can you repeat your motion just for the record with what it is, actually?
So, I motion to approve the employee pay scale increase request.
Thank you.
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Thank you. And item number 13, fiscal year 2023-2024, agreement for collection of special taxes, fees, and assessments, discussion, and possible action. I am going to turn this to Mr. Kennedy to just explain this. This is just a formality that we have to do every year, but I like he does a much better job explaining than I do. So, Mr. Kennedy, if you could please, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. Every year, the district receives an annual agreement with the County of San Bernardino, which requires the county to place the solid waste collection fee that you impose on the taxes on the tax roll every year. So this is the agreement that the district enters into with the county in order for the county to perform that service. The same agreement that was entered into last year, just with the dates changed. It's just for the record, it's not my favorite agreement. And you can tell it's sort of a pro forma document just from the first paragraph where it refers to the district as a city. It's kind of their performance document, and for other clients, I've tried to rewrite it. I specifically don't like the language in Section 6 that you indemnify the county for anything arising out of the agreement, which means even if the county messes up, you still have to indemnify it. But, you know, the county controls the situation, controls the placement of your fees onto the tax roll. And so this is just kind of one of those things where you rely upon how the county has performed in the past and just continue on. That would be my recommendation. Trying to renegotiate this agreement is a fool's errand because it doesn't ever go anywhere. But just wanted to make that on the record that this is something that the district enters into every year for your dump fees.
Thank you for the explanation. I appreciate it. Are there any questions or comments on this? All right. Do I have a motion to approve this agreement?
I'll make the motion to approve the agreement for collection of special taxes.
You should say it under duress.
I know.
Thank you, Alexis. Do you have a second?
I'll second.
All righty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Right. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, and thank you, Mr. Kennedy. All right, item number 14, reserve for operations discussion and possible action. So we discussed this a bit last month. Basically, we found we were underfunded, essentially, per the reserve for operations agreement that we came up with when we formed the CSD, when we said we wanted to have 3 months worth of our operating expenses in a reserve for operations, and until now it's been underfunded. And so what we're considering here and what's been proposed by staff is to move $79,000 from our checking account into our reserve for operations, and that would cover essentially 3 months of our operations if there was, you know, an accident, not an accident, but some type of situation happening here. So I personally think this is great. I think we do also have room to fund this more and to move more money if we wanted to fund more than 3 months, maybe 6 months, just because if we had an earthquake or something like this, I think that we are going to need more than 3 months maybe to help ourselves to recover from something like that. But that's just kind of food for thought. This is 3 months what we're looking at here. But if we were to move over more, we could eventually, if we decided we had a bigger project or something else we wanted to accomplish, we could always move the money back out from our reserve and put back into our checking account if it was needed. So that's just
And the reserve accounts collect interest.
I was going to ask that. So do you know the percentage?
It's fluctuating.
Okay.
During the it's month? Like 4.5 something. Yes. Yeah, we had a good last month.
So if we were to double that, you know, that would take what our, that would take us down to moving like 160,000, take us down to, I'm not very good with math, but we would still have a pretty healthy.
Minus how much?
About 158,000.
178,382.
So
super comfy still.
Just a thought. I'm open to everyone's suggestions.
I'm not against it. That makes me nervous for some reason, but the
6 months makes me nervous right now.
Well, however, it's our accounts.
But
my question would be, you move it there.
So
you can't move it out.
You just move,
yeah.
So might as well have it.
Do we have the interest?
You have, what, 3 to 4?
And if you're going to make interest on it, then.
Yeah. We have the majority.
and it's sounding like we're going to have a healthy year up and coming, so we can keep building. And if we identify things that, you know, turn out to be something big that we want to do in the future, we can always just move it back and budget for that, or set up some type of way that we can take it out and then, like, replenish monthly if we wanted to replenish our reserve.
Now, is there a penalty or anything for moving it out of this reserve account?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I didn't have a penalty with the grant money.
Yeah. So, Tammy, if we took our checking down that much to, what was it, like 170?
Yeah, 179.
Would that put us in any situation at any time of the year where it would be making it tight for us? Because, remember, we get our property tax. Most of it we'll get between, like, November and January when people pay their first property tax installments. We'll get a bulk of that money. And then as people pay throughout the months, we get, like, little trickles in. Mm-hmm. So would that impact us as we come, you know, later in the year? And would it put us into any type of red zone that we'd have to be concerned about?
We have to look into that a little more.
So why don't we just look into that?
And then
we can approve this, look into that,
and then
see.
Next month, bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel more comfortable looking into it.
And even we can do, like, monthly, too, like a $5,000 a month, move it over.
Yeah, that's a good idea,
because then it's not
too.
Such a big hit.
Yeah.
And we still have the $73,000 profit, or something profit we're going to make over the next year. So it's really just that we'd be allocating.
Yeah. That's a good idea, too. And if we could just look at what we look like around, like, you know I'm just not looking at the budget right now, but I know we can probably look into what we look like around September and October and,
see
where we're at and if we're comfortable.
We wanted to do quarterly budget updates anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Why don't we shoot for that?
Okay.
And for the benefit of the crowd going over, like, where we're at, so our current bank balance is $336,382. Savings account, we have $155,000. Reserve for operations is what we've already funded so far, is $12,821. We have reserves for capital is $4,122. And reserves for replacement, we have $29,805. So we're well funded in all of our accounts. It's just following the protocols that we set up for ourselves.
Yeah.
with our own money in our own accounts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm good with, you know, approving moving the $79,000, but I would like to maybe see this on the agenda for next month after Tammy looks and sees just historically what we've looked like before we get our large tax disbursement. And find out if we'd be comfortable if we moved more money. But I do think it would be very smart if we, you know, funded ourselves over the 3 months. Because any type of catastrophic accident here, an earthquake or a fire or something like that, could put us down for a while. So, and we already experienced that with COVID when we couldn't have our building rentals and things like that. That really hurt us. So that'd be good. So do I have, are there any other questions or discussion? Okay, so do I have a motion to approve the recommendation by staff to move the $79,000 to our reserves for operation?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 15. Review of current community building rental agreement, discussion and possible action. We have this on the agenda because there were concerns, I think, addressed by staff about, you know, rentals. And we just, I think, as a board wanted to kind of take a look at this again and see, you know, if we're charging what we should be charging, if there's any changes we want to make, if there's any type of changes we want to make to, like, the agreements to help, you know, help improve, I guess, the issues that we've been experiencing or staff's been experiencing with rentals. So I guess this one's just an open one if anyone wants to weigh in on that.
Kind of start.
Yeah, if you can. Yeah.
We did, you'll see in the packet there are now two applications. One is for special events, which is 200 or more, and it's you know, lists all the rules, the street closures, food vendors, what you need to do, links to go to the county, where to get permits, talks about trash recycling, you need to have trash recycle. We also put in a port-a-pot chart so that it makes it easy for people to just glance at and see how many port-a-pots. The application is fairly the same as it was before, the facility rental, but we just have those few minor changes with the, you know, restrooms and all that fun stuff, because we don't, cannot have the restrooms open in large events due to our failing septic. And then the main concern on our facility rentals, one of the questions is that is brought up quite a bit is on the page where you initial, the very first page, the second item, which is time reserved to cover the entire use. When we get an application, we ask for setup time and breakdown time, and we ask that that be included in your app, you know, so we know you're here from 10 to 2. We are having issues with renters not complying with that. They are coming early or staying longer, and when we bill, it's obviously an issue. We you know, show that they have signed, but this was the issue we were having. I wanted to present it to the board to see how it was worded. Maybe possibly it's worded wrong, where people don't understand that, you know, half hour before, half hour after, it's included.
Yeah. So just what you're proposing, the first part of this is like the adjustments that you're proposing where you think this would look like a better, like, rental agreement than what we had before? Is this...
No, this is what we had. We made a few tweaks a while ago.
So these are both what we have. These are what have been previously, like, given to people who are on special events and people who just rent the facility.
Correct.
Okay. And so did you make any adjustments within here on, like, language or anything?
The only adjustment is in the time reserved.
Okay.
And we added at the end, occupancy beyond the time specified will result in overtime charges at 1 1/2 time of the staff's hourly rate plus the hourly rate of the facility. And we feel that's fair because we're the ones that are cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, if they are leaving earlier, not whatever. So before we had it was wonky. If you gave, you know, a certain amount of notice, you got a certain amount of time. So we try to just make it easier and just doing it flat. This is the way it's going to be.
Okay.
But if you guys don't like that, you know, we're just trying to, I don't know.
This last sentence also covers, like, if someone were to leave without cleaning up, you all cleaning up after them too? Or is that not
I guess
here?
Oh, got it. I apologize. Okay. I'm sorry. Angela's the one. I didn't realize that. We didn't change anything. That's what we wanted to ask to have changed.
Okay.
I apologize, you guys. So, okay. So it doesn't make more sense.
Okay. So you're...
So instead, yes. So take that out. We would like to take that out, actually. The 1 1/2 times hourly or whatever, and change it to
something more clear.
Okay, so you'd like to change the sentence that says occupancy beyond the time specified will result overtime charges at 1 1/2 times of the staff's hourly rate plus the hourly rental rate of the facility. So you want to change that to say something along the line, like, to make it more firm, like, you just cannot go over the time? Is that... Like,
yeah.
We have a very hard deadline, and
we need to let them know that if they go over that time, they're going to get billed regardless if it's on their application or not.
So we could just put any overage time
will be billed
at the rate or whatever rate we decide, right? So any overage to your contracted rental time will result in being billed for that time, right?
Do you want to put like a specific number, how much it's going to be per hour? Or that's probably not possible because of the differences.
Well, if we just set at the hourly rate, we
would say double the hourly rate. That's it.
That's the problem, is that they don't, that's the main issue. They're not putting in that setup cleanup, and I think that's what we need, something.
Well, I mean, that's very clear.
Really harsh.
Double the hourly rate.
Can we bold that too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think bold it, and I think also if there are particular renters that we're having this problem with, to just have this conversation with them again and say that it was brought to the board and that that we're very stern and we would like, you know, that that is going to happen.
Okay.
You're going to be billed for overage time. So please specify in your rental agreement your times for that will include setup and breakdown.
That's perfect, because we haven't been obviously complying with this. We've just been we haven't been doing our salary and all that. We've just been adding an hour, but we're getting, you know, pushback.
Double the hour. Is this a discussion too on our hourly rate?
That's, I was hoping, but we don't have to. You know,
well,
like,
we can do that too. I mean,
you know,
we can discuss this whole thing.
Here.
And the last time we discussed our rates was probably,
it's been a while.
I would think in probably 2018. Honestly, at the time, you know, the rates, we tried to keep the rates reasonable because there were a lot of organizations that were in here, you know, doing business and things like that, that depended on, like, reasonable rates. And so at the time, we tried, I don't think we raised them very much. I think they may have been, like, $13.50 an hour, and we brought them up to 15, like, $1.50.
Yeah.
And at that time, we did review comparable organizations, like comparable facilities from, you know, Hesperia or Lancaster or whatnot, their usage fees, and ours were very low, and we kept them very low. And so we have the opportunity, if we wanted to review these rates and see if, you know, we want to keep them low, because still there are a lot of organizations that depend on lower rates to operate, but also the cost of living and everything has gone up and skyrocketed, so we could consider changing them.
We also were thinking, where it says resident and non-resident, changing that to weekday and weekend rates. We don't really get a lot of non-residents,
yeah.
And that just isn't...
Yeah, it doesn't fit,
you know,
with what our usages. That's not a bad idea.
So we were thinking, or just one flat rate for the whole week, but...
No, I do think weekend and weekday and weekend should be charged different.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I'd swap that.
And we also, if we do the rate increase, we were thinking instead of having a separate fee for the kitchen, that if you rent the building, that it's kind of automatically included.
Included. Yeah.
Oh, because it's only per event.
Exactly. It's
just... I've always kind of thought that
it is kind of weird.
Yeah, if you're renting a building, sometimes people rent it and they only have, like, small needs.
Exactly.
Like, they need to put some sodas in there, and I don't...
It's weird.
It
charging.
Should maybe just be included in the whole thing.
That's what we're thinking. And it can include the PA systems, too. You know, PA system, $5, you know, just to me... These little $2 charges.
Yeah.
I feel that if you rent it for X amount, you should get the PA system. If we have,
yeah,
we have it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little slide projector if they need to borrow. You know, nothing super extravagant, but
yeah.
So I guess my question
get
is,
rid of these tiny little $5 charges.
My question is, so say somebody wants to use the building, but they don't want the kitchen, and the kitchen full use is $50, and you're saying we should just lump it all together. This week. So for those that don't want any use of a kitchen, they're going to be paying quite a bit of extra money for not.
I think it was kind of just to get rid of it altogether,
just,
right?
Just to
not
get,
yeah,
we're going
to
get
like
rid of a kitchen fee, period.
So the other people aren't paying.
Well,
I
think part of having the kitchen fee, too, is I think at some point in time we had people that used our kitchen for commercial purposes.
Well,
and
correct. Right. I'm sorry.
There,
let me
read. Like that.
I spoke wrong. Sorry. For those purposes, yes, that will be like a $50 lump sum. We could change it to hourly. But if you rent, what I'm saying is if you rent the building, like the Lions Club, and they want to nuke a couple hot dogs, that they can do it without paying us $50 extra to use the kitchen.
How is it done now? Like if they're having bingo and they're serving food or something, do we charge them that $50 fee?
We charge the $25, yes.
Okay.
We're kind of, yeah, we
okay,
we're charging storage
and that's for the whole event. Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm. But that's in addition to their rent.
Their rental rate. Mm-hmm. Now, does your billing ever get really complicated with these little like miscellaneous stuff? Like, oh, I want the PA, but I don't want the kitchen. Like, do your invoices get complicated for any organizations, or is it usually pretty straightforward?
A total on the invoice. That would be it.
Yeah, they're
on your end at least.
Yeah, it's just a lot of you know, when you're billing, okay, here's $5 for, you know, just have a lot of little stuff. But, you know, we could keep it too. It's just a suggestion, you know, because not everyone uses the PA. I think we get the PA, it's rare people use the PA.
And the PA, it's used for like plays and things like that. Do they use?
They don't even use the PA for the plays.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll use the lights, but not for the plays.
Okay.
But Bingo, I know, uses. Doesn't Bingo use a microphone?
They have a portable one.
Okay, so they don't even use. Yeah, a lot of people are bringing portable microphones now. So.
Okay.
I mean, we can leave it as an option. We're just trying to, you know, streamline it a little more.
I think leave that for now. I would switch the resident, non-resident to weekday, weekend. I would like to propose an increase in our rates to match inflation, either 8% or 10% to match the current cost of inflation. I think we're super, super, super low on the rental side, and we give out a lot of variances. You know, a 10% on a $15 rental is $1.50. Like, that's not,
yeah,
that's not going to break the bank in terms of our organizations that use it, but that would help us. My 2 cent
cost. Yeah. How do you ladies feel, Alexis and Christy?
I agree with that. I was thinking 10%. Are we planning to keep the numbers in the non-resident column and just change that to weekend, or are we moving all of the numbers over?
I'd change that to weekend.
But like,
so meaning,
like,
you
want to
keep the
25, or are we keeping
20
for weekend?
25.
So are you doing the 10% increase on 20 or 25?
Yeah.
Across the board? Does that make sense?
Yeah, because right now weekend or holiday is $20 an hour, and non-resident would be $30 an hour. So if we're just getting rid of non-resident, are we just working off this resident column and then changing all the resident fees by 10% for weekend and non-resident?
I don't know how to phrase that. Resident, I would keep that as weekday, these numbers. Mm-hmm. I do see what you're talking about with the weekend or holiday is $20 or $30. So for the, I would keep the non-resident amount plus 10% and make that the weekend amount. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So just
am
totally
I making sense?
Take out the weekend column and
yeah.
We're
correct.
Changing this
and make
side
it,
and we're using 25 versus
yes.
20. Okay.
Yep. Did that make
yes.
sense?
That makes sense. And, but we're raising 25, 10%.
Yes. That's what I would recommend.
Well, but
that's
then when you're doing it, it's kind of a big increase because we're now charging for a weekend instead of $20, we're charging $25 and then 10% on top of $25. So it's going to be $27.50. So we're basically going from $20 to $27.50, and I think that might be a little hefty in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
For that
yeah.
right now.
So leave the weekend the same. And then it's still, you know, you'll have your $17.50.
I would just,
and then
yeah, I would just say we'd work off of this resident column right here,
yeah.
And then we'd increase all of these by 10%, and so, and then we just write weekday here, and weekend here, and then that would be $20. 10% is $2, so $22, and then $16.50, right? Does that make sense?
Yes. And then for the weekend would be
the 25
times. Would it just be 10% on 20? So
10% on yeah.
So I don't. Yeah. By the way, we just have to weekend.
If we do 10% of 25, then it's going from $20 an hour to $27.50 an hour. So it's another $7.50 an hour. So
for a weekend.
Yeah.
As opposed to non-resident. So well, that's what mm-hmm. we were so doing anyways. We were going 20 to 30.
Right. Well, right. For resident versus non-resident.
Okay. Now it's week versus weekend.
Right.
Yeah, but we're talking about just doing away with the non-resident price because Tammy had said.
So why even have a weekend and weekend price?
A weekday and weekend,
yeah.
Just because the building's more desirable on the weekend,
so
we should have a higher rate.
So my question then goes back to we had a rate for the week,
uh-huh.
for the resident,
which is
the week rate,
uh-huh.
right? Then we have a higher rate for non-resident.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have still have a higher rate for weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we were charging $20 an hour for the weekend for residents, and so what I'm proposing is we just do the 10% on 20.
On the current
ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm following. It just doesn't make sense from this chart. You are. Just this chart.
I was just saying it's easier to look at it if you just cross out this entire column and then work off these numbers. Yeah.
Oh, I just want a weekday weekend.
Yeah. 22. Yeah. No, you're right, but like, just not even work off these numbers. Because if we're putting 10% on these numbers are going to be way higher than what we're talking about. If that
Got
makes
it.
Sense. I might not be explaining it properly, but I think if we're doing away with non-resident because we really don't have many non-resident rentals aside from what, like the AC100 and stuff like that, we'll just work off of the resident rates if we want to just keep it streamlined, and then we only do a 10% increase on the resident rates. And then we're going to charge that same, add the 10% to the weekend rate and to the week.
Yep.
So that would bring our weekday rate to $16.50 an hour for the rental and our weekend rate to $22 an hour for the rental.
Correct.
And then we would have to make those adjustments. I guess if we decided to do that, we've got to talk about, do we increase the rate for the parking lot,
stage,
across
the board.
All of that. So 10% on all of these, and do we do away with kitchen fees or do we leave them as they are and just have them increase? If they're not renting separately.
You said separately at the end. Long as if it's separate, we, you know, the rates, but like I said, we wanted to sort of include them, but I don't know.
Yeah. So that's just what we did when we did this in the beginning, too, is this was recycled essentially from what the county was doing in the beginning. So a lot of our, you know, formats and things like this is we just did what the county did. So I guess we have like the flexibility if we'd like to change this whole structure. I don't think we have to do much to it, but I don't think it's a big deal if we just get rid of like the non-resident side.
I mean,
I guess my question would be then, and that's fine. I get what you're saying now. Thank you for explaining this part. But when it comes to the kitchen portion, right, if we wanted to just say, hey, we just want to do a flat rate, right, I mean, which we would almost have to do, then you'd want to increase this number even more at the top?
Mm-mm. I don't think that the
the kitchen?
They're discussing if we increase by 10%, which we already talked about, then get rid of the kitchen fees, what they want to get rid of altogether.
Like, only if you're renting the building, though.
What
if you're separate and you're doing your, you know, like your farmer's market and you need to rent just the kitchen, then that would be the fee, you know. But if you're renting the building and your bingo and you need cook your hot dog, it will be included instead of adding another $25.
So, and I may be missing something here, but if we're saying, okay, we're going to rent the building for $15 an hour,
mm-hmm.
just renting the kitchen is $50.
Correct.
I would just say, I'm going to rent the entire building for $20. So you're not going to have anybody in their right mind be like, oh, no, give me the kitchen for $50.
That's a fair point. That's a good point, because then we might have more occupancy just because they want to use the kitchen, but then we wouldn't have this available for other things that we want to do. So that's a thing to consider.
I think we should just leave it for now.
Yeah, I think we leave that and then just up all the other numbers 10%.
Yep.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so we're talking upping down this entire row here.
Yeah.
All of these will be increased by 10%.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jen?
Yes.
Or you can do one rate for just the building and one for the rate and kitchen, right? So you don't have two separate. You just have, I mean, it's still kind of be separate, but it would just be.
That's how we do it now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, so we'll just rent the building. If they want the kitchen, then we add it on. We were just trying to.
Got it.
Yeah.
We'll think that one
through
a little bit.
Yeah. Circle back.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a motion to make the adjustments to the rental fee schedule and the other details that we specified. Is that close enough?
I might suggest that take the direction that was given during the discussion, and then bring that back for adoption at the next meeting.
Yes, thank you. That's probably
better.
A lot better.
That's
so,
better.
Yeah, Tammy, if you could make those adjustments with the rates and also with the language that will help with the overage times. I think Sadie had suggested charging double if there is an overage.
Yes,
was
on the hours.
Double
the hourly rental rate.
Okay.
So instead of the $15, it's $30 if you go over your hours.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
we're striking
the PA system altogether.
We're leaving that.
I was just trying to get it combined in. It's only $5.
Okay. Yeah, so please, if you can incorporate that would be great. And
absolutely.
We'll talk about it next meeting. So thank you for all of your input on that. All right, moving on to item number 16, Wrightwood CSD vision, discussion, and possible action. So on this, I think this is just very broad. This is something we really haven't sat down and done, but, you know, there are things we probably want to do in the future, and maybe it'd be good if we either discussed it or maybe set up like an ad hoc committee to come up with some ideas on things that we want to look for, you know, out in the future. I mean, Sadie, you always have a better way with words, but I know that you had talked about this and described this, and, you know, like Bruce had said, maybe we come up with a 1-year plan, a 5-year plan. There are things that I see right now that I really would like to put money into. Like, I would like to get new trash cans for the park or fix the trash cans because I'm there all the time and they're opened and they don't fit the amount of trash for the amount of people that come into our community. And I think that there's things like that, and maybe putting, you know, some new paint in the bathrooms and things like that would help our facilities be a little more inviting. And I think now that we've accomplished our project with the park, that we need to kind of address some of these things and make sure that we're maintaining, you know, the community nicely with stuff like that. So I don't know how the best way to accomplish those things. To me, those trash cans and maybe, like, doing bathrooms and stuff, that can be, like, a thing that we should probably do now, in my opinion. But we could make up a plan for, like, a year, 3 years, 5 years. You know, I know we can't really hash all that out tonight, and I think maybe it would be good to come up with a committee that maybe wants to put some of this down, and we can start discussing this. But how do you see it working?
Yeah, so Michelle and myself, I think, were on an ad hoc committee, but with the park, it just kind of fell by the wayside. So I would like to continue moving forward with that if anybody wants to join me on an ad hoc committee. But I've worked on a couple of these things at the different cities that I've worked for. Typically how it works is that you set up community forums, community meetings, you hear out what the community has, you talk as a board, see what the board has, and then I think a big asset here would be to bring in a professional that helps facilitate us creating a plan, like a capital improvement plan. Right now I'm talking to Kendall Flint. I don't know if she called you. She is doing this exact thing for the city of Big Bear right now, the CSD up there. So she's helping them formulate a vision plan, strategic plan, facilitating the community meetings, which I don't know if we would need her help with that. But I do think it's important as a professional organization to bring in somebody professional to help us with that. Because we can say, you know, the trash cans are super important, but what's the bigger picture of the 3-year, the 5 years? Is it so important for our community to have a senior center? Can we afford that? What does that look like? How can we fund that? How can we build that into our financial plan now? Can we set up an account now where we can put $10,000 every month to facilitate that in 5 years? Because that's important to the community. So I think the first step is to form the ad hoc committee and then start maybe going out to the community to get the feedback. But I'm not sure what a professional would cost. I would like to look into that. I don't know if that is something the rest of the board would be on board with, but I'd like to see what that process looks like and what the cost is first, obviously. But that's kind of how I see it, if that makes sense.
Okay. That's great. I agree with starting kind of the community conversation about it, like if we had an ad hoc committee. I do know that we have had people approach us from the community many times, like offering their, you know, services and volunteering and things like we heard tonight, where people have, you know, visions and kind of experience in different avenues. And I think maybe starting that conversation at the community level and saying that we're going to like start to develop our vision plan, we might bring people from within the community, not only to give input, but to actually help us with that design. And, you know, maybe we don't have to, you know, spend a lot of money on somebody professional. I do agree a professional knows they'll put it down on paper and it will be great. But I do think we could probably get some help from within the community of people that, you know, have already expressed interest in wanting to do that. So I'm open to either. I think it's great, but I think, do you guys have any?
I don't know. I'd like to participate on that. And I think you're right. It would be nice to see what our community can provide and their feedback first before we look outside.
Yep.
But again, I'm open to that if that's where it takes us.
Yeah. Can we like figure out what the community is interested in and then bring it to a professional potentially?
Yeah. That's Chrissy's point.
So when Michelle and I started with the park part of that on our ad hoc committee, we did polling like on Facebook and like within the community asking like which particular projects people were interested in up here. And we did like polls and stuff. And I put the data out on paper and we started our community meetings after we identified the things that people, just to start like just even getting ideas of what people wanted. And then we started to have community meetings, and we did them on Zoom, which was helpful because a lot of people can't meet in the times like that we meet or in the days because they're working or whatnot. So I would, you know, suggest maybe that type of path to finding out, you know, just because I feel like when you give something broad like this, you're going to get hundreds of ideas. Like, I want this. I want, you know, a bridge. I want, you know, all these things. But if we were to start, you know, picking like the things that we feel like are feasible and that we could really identify, because a lot of things too, we have to remember that we have powers over Parks and Rec, solid waste, streetlights, and that. And a lot of times I'm approached, and I know you guys are probably approached with different ideas of things that we don't even really have the ability to make happen. So I think if we were to, you know, kind of try and reel it in and have these meetings and remind people like we can do this, and this, that would help with, I don't know how I'm wrangling the ideas. I don't know how to say it properly, but I'm, you know, there's many, many ideas and there's wonderful things. You know, sometimes people want to close the highway down, but like, you know, it's a public road. So like things like that, you know, can't happen with us. And so, you know, just, I think that would be a good way to approach it if we did that.
Just a little comment. I was a city planner for 15 years, and it helps to have that vision, as we're all talking about. And it doesn't mean that you don't get those powers later on. LAFCO's going to look at you, and they'll say, did they do the 4 things that I gave them credit for? Mm-hmm. And if they do that, then you can go and ask for more powers. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to have to show them that you've done those 4 things very well, and that you're capable. Hours. We have a lot of very, very experts in that field of all that you're talking about there. One of the things that was brought up for Friday is economic development. Now, I didn't want to say anything, because that's Pam's bailiwick. But the idea behind that is to get the community involved in what can we, and there's a lot of very, very smarter, I want to call them professionals. We're not getting paid, but we're professionals. And I like your idea of going to the community, because there are a lot of very, very smart people in this community. They're very eclectic, very, very smart. A lot of business people. And I think you should probably use that resource, because it's here. And we all volunteer. We don't get charged much. What do you charge? Coffee or?
Cat guys like us.
Fancy
coffee. Fancy coffee. So, I'm a big proponent for what you're trying to do. And I think it's important to have that five-year plan, even though you don't have the money. Even you don't have it, but you have the vision as a goal to go towards. Mm-hmm. And you can change that goal as you go along and say, well, that was a great idea, but we don't have that. Mm-hmm. So just to me, it makes sense. I've helped Natalie on a couple of things when it came to development that she didn't know about.
Nope.
There's things that, you know, we can do for you. And we'd be more than happy to volunteer our time and whatever expertise we have. So that's just my humble opinion.
I appreciate that. And to Bruce's point, what he was talking about with LAFCO is there's, you know, over 30 functions that a CSD can do. We only do 4. And so that is something where, you know, we could potentially look ahead 5 years from now and say we wanted to run this function or this one or whatnot. I know something that's coming up a lot right now is, you know, the police being able to get up here and things like that. And I don't think we could take on policing powers necessarily, but I think there is something in there about maybe some type of sub function of that, like some type of security or something that could maybe bring some more presence up in Wrightwood. So those are things that we could always look at. You know, on the LAFCO end and study what functions we could potentially provide for the community in the future.
Christine, you want to be on an ad hoc committee with me?
Yeah.
Cool. So then we will do that moving forward.
Okay. And so how would you like, if you do the ad hoc committee, do you want to come and like report to us monthly or like every couple months or how?
Whenever we have feedback.
Because I would really like to be involved, but I cannot, obviously, because I'm not part of the ad hoc committee, but I would like to hear how it's actively going and know how it's going.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
We're back.
It'd be nice to get to tell everybody in the community that they're invited to this so you can get some help.
Yeah.
At least their input.
Yeah. Maybe start putting the word out and almost like you could partner with what Tammy's doing with these roundtables and kind of bring it all together, because I know there's a lot of community members that are working separately, like trying to make this one vision happen, and maybe we could kind of connect
in that way. Do a roundtable with residents?
I mean, certainly you could have meetings with residents. That's what we were doing after we did that polling, is we were inviting all residents and people came and said all the ideas that they wanted, and I thought it was really helpful.
It would be a special meeting, wouldn't it, Steve, with the ad hoc committee?
Yeah, we had to notice it.
Yeah.
We had to post an agenda and stuff when we did it, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that sounds more like a standing committee. Standing committees can be an open people, but it's conducted in the same way that your board meetings are conducted. So you have an agenda that gets, you know, posted, you have public comment, and then the committee does its work for the non-committee board members. You can attend the meeting, but you cannot participate in the meeting. So that's something that to keep in mind on those committee meetings is if you're a board member not on the committee, you can, you know, if you're going to do it remotely or in person or whatever, you can attend, just you can't participate.
Great. Thank you.
Will there be an advance notice that we could get? Because
more than 2 days.
Legally for a special meeting we have to do 24 hours, but obviously I'd like to plan ahead. We did that with the Snowplay Committee. Okay. We scheduled like three out for a month. That way everybody knew what time it was. We had the agenda supposed
different
to 24 hours.
Day.
Different times a day. I think so it was one in person, one at night, one on the weekend.
Yeah. Or not when you have the other station meetings. Fire council. You know how every...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is. We'll be mindful. That's great. Well, thank you for offering your time to do that. So it would be establishing then a standing committee and not an ad hoc committee. So do I have, are there any other comments or questions before we move on? Okay. Do I have a motion to form a standing committee with Sadie and with Christy to discuss our vision plan?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Motion carries. Thank you. I was like, I don't know if I can bring this up in that. I don't know what the right time to bring this up is, but I would really like to see if we could do some pricing on, like, the trash cans and whatnot.
Oh, I'm
so,
working on it.
Oh, no, I don't mean it like that. I just mean I don't know if we should continue that as part of that item, but that is something I think is important that we look at very near.
That's on my list.
For health and safety.
Yes.
And we have
and recycle bins.
Yeah, I think there's only, like, three trash cans there. And did you guys put a white one in that one? So I found the trash can. Did you find it?
No.
Okay, the trash can is in, the one that they took out is in that culvert thing downstream. So it's inside, and I was going to try and pull it out, but they put like rocks in it and stuff.
Thank you.
It's probably damaged, but I think in the very near future, I don't know. There's been some vandalism going on at the park since the park opened, and it's pretty discouraging because a lot of time and money got put into that park, but I think they're moving trash cans and then they're carving into like our signs and punching our signs.
Cameras.
That's what I was just going
to
ask.
We're working on it. I have to put these over there and those in here. Because the wire.
Yeah. So I can't remember because it's been a while since we've kind of been like, okay, let's do this. But I would like to see if we could provide like a quote on getting new trash cans or even maybe ask CRNR if there's any type of like grant funding or something that we can look into to get new trash cans there. But I think we need bigger ones that hold more trash because the ones we have now are so small and they get overfilled on the weekends.
Right.
And
it's been bad.
Adding maybe a couple of more.
Yeah.
Recycle also.
We had a small meeting with the Department of Roads for the entire county, and one of our suggestions was that we have garbage enclosures, concrete enclosures with the fronts going together.
Uh-huh.
And kind of group these things because they're all over the building, all over the town,
mm-hmm.
and they look kind of garbage-like.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to kind of enclose them, put them behind the fence, put it behind the concrete on three sides, and then double door opening. There might be some monies available for that.
Yeah.
And so I think it kind of cleans up what he's trying to do.
Absolutely.
There's one other thing that I have a beef about. He's an engineer, but I'm a developer. And I look at all the runoff and the drainage on the far end of it. I don't know, I was going to ask the question for the board. Is that your responsibility or is that the school's responsibility?
It's probably ours.
I'm hoping it is.
Yes, they're releasing it.
I'm looking at some grants to get that stuff completed and finished so we don't erode all that good stuff that was done.
Yeah, that's a good point. We should look into that. Mm-hmm. But okay, sorry, I went off topic, but thank you for looking into that.
Of course.
Okay. Item number 17, director's comments. Christy, do you have any comments?
I want to thank everyone for showing up today. It's been really nice to hear all of the expertise in our community and hear from people that are willing to help us out in getting these our vision set, I guess, or figured out. And I want to thank both of you for doing the standing committee. I'm excited to hear what y'all come up with.
Thank you.
I would like to thank staff for putting together the budget. I know how hard that was. The financials are looking good. I'm just so thankful that it's clear and we're good. And that's the biggest, most important thing that we do is keep track of taxpayer money. So I'm happy that we're in a good spot with all that.
Yeah. thank you. I just wanted to say everything you guys said. So thank you for all of that. Thank you, staff, and thank you to the public for coming and being involved. I love to see when people come and are a part of it. So I think we're doing good things and just continue moving forward. And I look forward to the next meeting. So thank you all very much. This meeting is adjourned at 7:02 p.m.
Not a record.
Yeah, that might
That's
be.
A record.
Oh wait, oops.
Next meeting.
I'm sorry.
Tuesday,
I did
first.
Yes. Next meeting. Future board meeting.